For New England Public Radio News, I'm Adam Freinier. This week we've been profiling a new approach to the opioid crisis in Massachusetts, where police work together with public health departments. Instead of arresting drug users, they try to get them help. One such program started in Hampshire County and is now moving into Hamden County. But police in the largest city in Hamden County, Springfield, are not taking part, and there's little information about what they are doing for overdose survivors. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
Springfield has the highest number of overdose deaths in western Massachusetts. 80 people died in 2018, which is more than double the year before. Only Boston and Worcester saw more fatal overdoses in the state.
My name is Michelle Fari, and I'm the regional coordinator of the DART program, which is the Drug Addiction and Recovery Team.
DART started in Northampton and now trains police officers around the region to go to the homes of drug users, usually after an overdose. From there, they may offer a hot meal or help getting into recovery. Michelle Fari says she'd like to include Springfield in the program, but it hasn't worked out so far.
There's only so much we could do at once, and there's a lot of internal works that will need to happen to bring the DART program into Springfield. So their department functions a little bit different because they have a few different models than some of the other departments around them.
A spokesman for the police department, Ryan Walsh, says Springfield uses a different kind of outreach called Hub and Core. In an email, he said it connects people with proper agencies, but he declined to say anything more about how it works and refused to be interviewed. He said the officer in charge of the program did not want to talk either. A press release from 2018 says Hub and Core involves regular meetings between police and community agencies for people with elevated risk of crime, but it does not mention drug use. The mayor's office wouldn't comment, and Springfield's health commissioner said her department is not involved in overdose outreach. Springfield police used to do post-overdose visits.
The last time that we were involved with them was May of 2019 to do an outreach.
Erin Daly is head of emergency services at Mercy Medical Center in Springfield, which has developed its own form of post-overdose outreach. And it continues to go out with police from other communities. Daly says joining with DART will give them more resources, like access to recovery coaching. But not in Springfield. For now, if a Springfield resident overdoses at Mercy, she says the hospital will just follow up with a phone call. Daly says there is still opportunity in the city to help people at risk of dying from opioids.
We need to find out what that model of care looks like and hopefully get additional funding for police resources. I think everyone is in agreement that the uptick in overdoses and mortality in Springfield is very concerning.
Magda Colon works for the district attorney's office and co-chairs the Hamden County Addiction Task Force. She says she can't assess whether Springfield's outreach efforts are working.
Yeah, that's kind of a very political question. So here in Springfield, so I'm not. Hub and Core is working for the police department. That's what they selected to choose. So we're not. I can't make any comments on that. I'm sorry.
But is it working for the people who use drugs or who are addicted to drugs?
I'm sorry, but I can't answer those questions for you.
Oh, really? Even as task force of the addiction?
Yes, even as the chair of the task force, because we haven't gotten any more documentation to prove one way or another.
That's great. Get started.
The DART program recently held a kickoff event for its expansion into Hamden County, as 10 new towns and cities, other than Springfield, joined the program. Police chiefs from other communities, health leaders, and elected officials spoke in support of this kind of outreach to drug users. Peter Friedman of Bay State Health says his organization has been in discussions with Springfield officials about adopting the DART model.
We are hopeful that the administration in Springfield will learn from the experience of the cities and towns surrounding it and come to the table.
He says he expects Springfield will eventually embrace this type of outreach for those at risk of overdose. The question is when. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.